Item B, presentation to the Board of Education. Superintendent's report, Superintendent Carranza.
Thank you, President Feuer. Good evening, everyone. A couple of thoughts to share with everyone this evening. Over the last 3 days, specifically March 5th through 7th, over 207 high-need San Francisco Unified School District students received free eye exams and glasses through the Vision Van program sponsored by OneSight, a Luxottica Foundation group. I'd like to, on behalf of all of the students, thank Dr. Albert Lee of Lens Crafters in downtown San Francisco, who has been instrumental in coordinating this project with our school health programs for the last 3 years, including organizing more than 150 volunteers from all over California to work with our students. This effort was coordinated through the school health programs, and in special recognition to school district nurse Kathy Babcock, and the many nurses, social workers, and other staff who helped ensure students' participation with this worthy cause. And I also want to especially thank our Associate Superintendent Kevin Truitt of the Student Family Community Support Division and Executive Director Kim Coates of the School Health Programs. 55 of our schools signed up and sent 223 students to the Vision Van for free glasses. So thank you all for your efforts. I would also like to acknowledge that March is School Social Worker Appreciation Month. So thanks to all of the hardworking social workers and all that you do to ensure that students receive their free eyeglasses, and for all the hard work that you do each and every day for all of our students in our community. I'd also like to recognize that March 14th is Pi Day. 3.14, get it? Pi? Not the kind you eat. Around the world, and some schools celebrate the event with a special class session dedicated to the decimal representation that never ends and never settles into a permanent repeating pattern. At June Jordan School for Equity, math teacher Marcus Hung's students will be studying pi and challenging one another to see who can memorize and recite the most digits of pi. Just so you know, last year one student recited over 60 digits. 60 digits. This Friday is also a very special event for one of our long-serving staff members. At Cesar Chavez Elementary School, they will be honoring teaching assistant and paraprofessional extraordinaire Esther Gallegos. Esther attended Cesar Chavez as a young girl and then returned to work there, and she has been on the staff there continuously for over 40 years. She is a very special person as Chavez. She supervises children in the cafeteria before and after each day. She, during her lunch shifts, then again after school. She's a bilingual kindergarten class para, and she frequently is in charge of a group of up to 5 students and helps them with their reading, writing, and math solving skills. There isn't enough time in tonight's meeting to talk about everything she actually does, but the school has prepared a special celebration for her and will rename the cafeteria in her honor this Friday at 5 p.m. So thank you, Ms. Gallegos, for all of your service. I'd also like to recognize that tonight, in honor of the School Administrator Week, we will announce our district winners of the Association of California School Administrators, ACSA, Administrators of the Year Awards. And these awards will recognize the outstanding performance and achievement by individual administrators who are recipients and active ACSA members who show strong support for the school management teams where they lead, and exceptional leadership in managing school programs and a commitment to professional growth. So congratulations to all of our administrators. Enjoy your week and enjoy all the work that you do to support those of us in the schools. We also have the Oratorical Musical Stomp Contest, the 50th year anniversary of the Civil Rights Act 1964, Justice, Equality, and Opportunity. And this was recently held on February 22nd at Thurgood Marshall High School. It was an opportunity for students to develop language skills, and it provided a forum for students to demonstrate excellence in oral language, speaking, comprehension, collaboration, presentation, and knowledge of ideas in their subjects. Students demonstrated several Common Core state standards and focused on college and career readiness anchor standards for speaking and listening. We are very fortunate this evening to have 3 of those contest winners with us here tonight. And before I introduce them, I also want to thank everyone from our community that came out last Saturday to the School Planning Summit. I want to thank all of our members of the Board of Education for being there as well. We had over 800 parents teachers, paras, administrators, community members, ELAC, DLAC, you name it, they were there talking about planning for the use of their funds under the local control funding formula and also their school site budgets. So thank you for coming out on a Saturday and doing the hard work. I also wanted to recognize that there are many privileges and many special events that I get to attend in our district, in our wonderful community, but I was absolutely incredibly impressed last Friday when I was invited to visit one of our middle schools, Marina Middle School. And this Board of Education recently passed a resolution calling for the end of suspensions for willful defiance. And many folks have asked, well, what does that look like? How do you do things that are different? At Marina Middle School, the assistant principal, Ginny Dawes, said, instead of suspending students, I'm going to invite you to come run with me after school, and we're going to work it out. And I just had to go see what she meant by this. What do you mean you're going to work it out? But she literally means work it out. So on this particular Friday, she, with a group of about 15 students, left Marina and one superintendent in tow, left Marina Middle School. We jogged down to Marina Green, and we stopped at various places. And included in this run were two young ladies who the day before had gotten into a verbal altercation that almost led to fisticuffs. And they were along for the run. And sure enough, when we stopped along the way, and there were other adults that were running with us, by the time we got done with our run, we probably did about a mile and a half, 2 miles that day. They had worked it out. They had actually worked it out. So I think that's just part of the creative energy that is happening in all of our school sites. And I want to give a special thank you to Ginny Dawes for being so innovative in her approach to restorative discipline for our students. And I also want to thank Cece Kaufman for her invitation for me to come and join them that afternoon at Marina Middle School. Keep doing what you're doing, Penguins. You're doing a great job. So with that, I'd like to introduce two very special guests that will introduce the stars of the show, our students. So I'd like to ask Emily Wade Thompson and Brenda Jackson to come forward, either or, and introduce our very special guests this evening, who will share with us their speeches.
Hi to our illustrious superintendent, and to his official staff. Thank you very much. And especially to all the parents, grandparents, and audience. As you are aware of, and the principals, the two principals who are here tonight, and that is Mrs. Flintmore from Carver and Sheraton. Please, Mrs. Dina Edwards, thank you very much for coming. As the superintendent already stated, that the San Francisco Alliance of Black School Educators hosted our 34th annual oratorical, musical, and stump presentation. And I'm in big trouble. We all are in big trouble because, as you know, all the students are winners. Parents have been calling, grandparents have been calling, and about 50 other people students would like to have been here tonight to showcase their talents for you. But because we only have, 5 minutes, I'm going to introduce to you our first scholar, his oratorical winner, and that is Mr. Anthony Stephanie. I keep on looking at him, Jeremiah Smith, and he is a first grade winner. Jeremiah, you can go here.
My name is Jeremiah Smith. I go to George Washington Carver.
And you know what? You don't have to bend over. It's a strong mic, so now you can say your speech. What grade are you?
We're first grade.
Okay, come on.
Hey, Black Child by Eugene Perkins. Hey, Black Child, do you know who you are? Who you really are? Do you know you can be what you want to be if you try to be what you can be? Hey, black child. Do you know where you're going? Where you're really going? Do you know you can learn what you want to learn if you try to learn what you can learn? Hey, black child, do you know you are strong? I mean really strong. Do you know you can do what you want to do if you try to do what you can do? Hey, black child, be what you can be. Learn what you must learn. Do what you can do. And tomorrow, your nation will be what you want it to be.
First grader, Jeremiah Smith. We even have a kindergartner, but she couldn't come. Next is Anthony Stephanie. Come on.
Hello, my name is Anthony Stephanie, and I'm going to do a speech called King Holiday. And my school is from Sheridan Elementary, and I'm in third grade. Once a year, we celebrate Washington and Lincoln on their birthday, and now a third name is added to the list. A man of peace, drum major for justice. Now every January, on the third Monday, we pay homage to the man who paved the way for freedom, justice, and equality to make the world a better place for you and me. It's a holiday. It's a gathering for Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King tried to love somebody. Do you want to love somebody? For his sake, put your hate away. Take a day to love somebody. Don't plan the holidays. Work to find a better way. Everybody loves somebody now. Everybody's seen the Martin Luther King. Let freedom ring for Martin Luther King. Holiday, holiday, King holiday. Not a day just for some. It's a day for everyone. He had a dream, now it's up to you. He had a dream, now it's up to you.
The next winner is Devani Watkins.
My name is Devani Watkins, and the poem and I'm in. I go to Dr. George Washington Carver Academic Elementary School, and I am in fourth grade. And the poem I will be saying is, "I stand tall. I stand tall. I stand tall. Truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, propriety, and order. I am a valuable person, contributing to the group, my family, my community, my country. The world is waiting for my leadership. I am confident, competent, and conscious. I will apply myself to my studies and love and respect my teachers and fellow students. I will be the best that I can be. The only standard I have is excellence. I take pride in my work, pride in my school, pride in my family, pride in my community, pride in myself. I will achieve, whether I am a carpenter, a teacher, a business person, a senator, a doctor, a lawyer, or the president. Leadership is my destiny. I remember all the great ones who came before me. Dr. King, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, Malcolm X, Sojourner Truth, Cesar Chavez, Geronimo Pratt, and Dr. George Washington Carver. All inspiring me to go forward and take up their legacy. I am strong. I stand tall. I stand tall.
We want to thank you for the opportunity to showcase just a few
of the young people that participated in this year's oratorical contest, and we look forward to all of you joining us next year on the fourth Saturday in February at Thurgood Marshall. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And students, you were absolutely wonderful. How about another round of applause for us? And our teachers and our parents and grandparents and principals and teachers. So thank you so much. I want to wrap up the superintendent's thoughts by also thanking everyone that came out to the Bayview Family Night last Friday. And it was at the California Academy of Sciences. We had over 1,200 family members in attendance enjoying science at the California Academy of Science. And I want to especially thank the Bayview Zone team led by Assistant Superintendent Dee Dee Desmond and our incredible science administrator Emmanuel Stewart, who put it all together. And I want to thank the California Academy of Sciences also for hosting our families. So thank you very much.